The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Happy Friday to you. It's Tone the Bone here from the studios of Tony Curry Radio. We had a great podcast, by the way, we did with Mark Ingram. It's probably one of our most listened to podcasts because Blazer Nation gets after it. If you're a college football fan, by the way, this podcast is called the UAB Director's Chair. It's not all about UAB. So if you get a chance to give a, if you're a college football fan, college basketball fan, you're just a college fan in general, this is your show for you. I'll have Coach Trent Dilfer on next week. We'll be talking to him about the UAB Blazers, specifically the football program, obviously. But Mark is great because he's an athletic director. He worked at Tennessee. He's been all over the country. And he kind of pulls the curtain back on what happens actually in college sports. And the NCAA, of course, they just had their big council meetings last week. They introduced a brand new head of the NCAA. Don't know if that really means anything. But some trades and some changes and some different things that are going on in college sports that are pretty amazing stuff. We talked about it on our recent podcast, which, of course, is up right now. At Tony Curry on Twitter, Tony Curry Radio on Facebook, Instagram as well. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. And we're on, by the way, we're on every major industry out there. So if you're looking for a podcast from Tony Curry Radio, we have over 1,000 shows, everything from rock shows to blues shows, money shows, sports shows, you name it, unbelievable. You can find that at Tony Curry Radio. Al Cooper, good morning to you, my man. Go to CusaValleyAutoSale.com, CusaValleyAutoSale.com. Check out the wonderful repertoire of wonderful cars he has. Speaking of behind the curtain, I went up there and talked to him a couple weeks ago. Got yourself a little secret behind that fence, don't you, my man? Just saying. You want to pull back the curtain of Al Cooper and Coosa Valley Auto Sale. They got something going on up there. It's pretty amazing. They're going to save you some big time bucks. So check them out this weekend. It's going to be great. Speaking of great shows, we have two shows on here with Kip Kiefer. I've known Kip for like 30 something years. Track announcer at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Been doing it for years. Great guy and a super smart guy. He does a show called Win. We have Win and Run, but he does a show called Need to Know. I get Win and Run and Need to Know confused for some reason because they're two guys just talking about whatever they want to talk about. I love that. But it's called Need to Know, and it runs every single week right here on Tony Curry Radio at least five times, and again, wherever you get your podcast. And then he does a show called Want to Bet. If you've been following it this year, and I told you this about 3 months ago, man, if you follow Want to Bet, you're going to make some cash. You're going to make some cheese, and you're doing that right now. With Kip and his boy, we only have two more shows going on with Wanna Bet. And then we're going to kick off a brand new show in February called The Kiefer and Curry Show. I've been just chomping at the bit to get back into sports radio. I did some stuff with the Jay Barker Radio Network. I do interviews around the country for other stations. I've done stuff on ESPN, blah, 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 blah. Love sports. Love talking about sports. Love finding angles on sports. It's going to be the Kiefer and Curry Show, which will be coming up. Again, you can hear that wherever you get your podcast and live here on Tony Curry Radio. Occasionally, and this happens for normal people like you and I, but occasionally someone will do something so stupid or so dumb or so profound or so awkward or so dangerous that it sets them from here to outside the camera as far as an iconic status. And that happened on this date in 1982 when Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off the bat. Do you remember that story? I was 16 years old. I was in high school. I just started doing radio a couple years earlier. And I heard the story and I was like, this guy's crazy. I mean, it was insane. And it was just about the time Ozzy was doing the Black Sabbath thing, going on to do the solo thing, the Blizzard of Oz, the Crazy Train, all that stuff. And I mean, it put him from iconic status. He was already iconic. It put him from here to like through the roof ceiling. It was unbelievable. Everyone just thought he was an absolute knucklehead, crazy guy. And really, if you're talking about the Led Zeppelin shark story, if you've never Googled Led Zeppelin shark story, go Google Led Zeppelin shark story. It is the most iconic rock story of all time. I'd have to put Ozzy biting the head off a bat, which he thought, by the way, was a rubber bat, but it was a real bat. And then he had to have the shots in his stomach for like 6 months or whatever. I'd have to put that a close second. Pretty amazing. David Crosby, on the other hand, was iconic in a lot of different ways, not only because he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, one of 26 individuals that's in there more than once. He's in there for the Byrds and for Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but also for his writing prowess, for all the wonderful things that he contributed to classic rock. And man, he'll be missed. I did a video last night. I sat around last night. Dark Star is one of my favorite tunes of all time, not just from Crosby, Stills, Nash, but all time. But I mentioned I'd gotten an opportunity and was grateful enough and blessed enough to have brought them on stage several times. And if you got a chance to go back and listen to the soundboard of just the vocalization of the band without the music, unbelievable how good Crosby, Stills, and Nash was. You know, on a bad night, you got a head cold, maybe you're a little flat, you're 70 years old, whatever the reason, man, they were always so in tune and so on fire. They were just unbelievable. And David Crosby, we sorely missed. I had someone tweet me last night and ask the question, when you give up something or you finally realize it's the end of something, it's funny how people just die off. And I said, well, you know, when Tom Brady finally decides to hang up the cleats and not play football anymore, he ain't going to die. I do remember having Coach Bobby Bowden in the studio several times. And one of the reasons he wanted to continue to coach down at FSU for such a long period of time was he felt like, and he said this on the air, he said, I feel like when I stop coaching, it's what I do. It's what I was put on earth to do. When I feel like it's finally over, I think I'm just going to ride off into obscurity and people are going to forget about me. I'm going to die, just like Paul Bear Bryant did. And, you know, obviously you want to be, that's the kind of guy. I got a couple friends of mine that retired last year. They're like, one was 63, the other one was like 71. And, you know, they're like, I've been doing the same thing for 40, 50 years. I'm going to go home, start fishing, spend time with my grandkids. They got home, they were just absolutely miserable. Their wives were like, get the hell out of the house. Go pick up another hobby. Go collect trains. Go play golf. And they both of them went back to work. It's okay, man. When you love what you do, I'm living proof. When you, I'll be doing this. I always mention, you know, jitterbugs are still open. I've been doing the cheese ball butt cheek sneak probably till I was 82 years old. I love doing that. I love working with a crowd. I love getting the microphone and being in that atmosphere. If you love what you do, don't retire. Don't ever hang it up. You have reason to. If it's not a job, you'll be working every day of your life and you'll absolutely love it. So someone asked me, they thought it was really strange that David Crosby just 6 months ago acknowledged the fact that he was no longer going to play live. He said, I just can't do it anymore. I'm too tired. I just can't play live anymore. And then his last tweet was on Wednesday and he dies on Thursday. He's like, I said, you may be onto something, or you may be onto something, the fact that, you know, he inundated his body with so much drugs and alcohol over the years. And then, of course, at the age of 81, lost his life to the great rock gods in heaven. I will say this, you know, and one story that we forgot about was the whole thing with Melissa Etheridge, which I thought was another great, you could certainly make that a top 10 rock story. The fact that he donated his sperm to Melissa Etheridge so she could have a baby, how cool is that? And I was thinking to myself, if I could get anyone else's stuff so I could help my family procreate, who would I want to pick to use their stuff? Just saying. If you had to, not to say your stuff's no good, but if you could take any celebrity, any family member, anything else in order to help continue your legacy or your lineage in your family, who would you want to choose? With David Crosby's, first of all, I can't imagine David Crosby's stuff being being good or viable enough at that point in time. I would think there would be some sterility to it, or it would come out smoking. Maybe you'd have to pour some Jack Daniels in the test. I don't know. But it worked, and it worked for Melissa Etheridge, so we love it. John David Lyons, good morning to you, my friend. Hope weather's beautiful down there in beautiful Delray, Florida. Finally, on this date a year ago, Meatloaf died. Man, these days are just flying by, and I was talking to a good friend of mine, Steve Land, who I'm going to be doing another show with here on Tony Curry Radio in a couple weeks called Wide Awake Wake, or Wake Wide Awake. Anyway, it's going to be a great show. And I was like, man, we're losing like a rocker every single week. It was Beck last week. I mean, and then when I saw that Meatloaf died a year ago, I was like, what in the world? Mike Ellison, good morning, Tony. Who day? Get that Buffalo Bills. It's coming up this weekend. They're a 5-point dog. I like them. I love the Bengals, the underdog. They're 13-4 against the spread, by the way, this year. But yeah, I forget what I was talking about. Oh, Meatloaf. Yeah, and I had an interesting story about him, one of the worst interviews I ever did, and it was all my fault. I was totally unprepared, and I had no clue what Meatloaf was all about, and he just looked at me, I looked at him, and he got up and walked away. It was embarrassing. It was horrible. It was one of the worst interviews I've ever done. From that point on, it changed my, and I mentioned this when he died. It was a life changer for me. I always say OPE, on time, prepared, and engaged. You got to be on time, prepared, and engaged. If you're all three of those things every single day of your life, you're spiritually, work-wise, with your family, with your relationships, whatever, if you're on time, prepared, and engaged, you cannot fail. If you're two of those three things, you may be able to pull it off. If you're one of those three things, you're going to fail, and if you're none of the three, you don't care. I was on time, but I was not prepared and I was not engaged with Meatloaf. And he looked at me like, dude, what am I sitting here getting interviewed for? You don't know what the hell you're talking about. And it was embarrassing. It was super embarrassing. And I'll never forget how bad I felt that I had Meatloaf sitting in front of me and I didn't have anything prepared for him. I didn't know he was coming to sit at my table. And from that point on, I was like, man, I will never be unprepared again for any interview I do. I don't care if it's Mark Ingram or John Mellencamp or Julie Ann. I don't care who it is. I'm going to be overprepared. I'm going to be ready to go. That way, if the interview sucks, it's not my fault. If they want to come in and they've had 13 interviews before then and they're no good, it's on them. It's not on me. I'll always be ready to go. Was not ready to go for Meatloaf. And finally, happy birthday to Paul Stanley today. He turned 71. Paul continues to do his thing. It looks like Kiss is about ready to hang it up, but they've been hanging it up since the early 90s. So I think we're probably good for another 50 years. Happy birthday, Paul Stanley. Turned 71 today. Hey, have yourself a great day, great weekend. I love you. Thanks for watching every single morning. Thanks again to Fox 6 who had us on yesterday for the Curry and Claypo show. It was fantastic. And I hope you have a blessed day. See you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.